Hello there. My name is Vishwajit Mohan, and you are listening to the Season 5, Episode 3 of Freya Regulatory Radio, Consumer, where we'll be talking about product listing, which is a requirement under new MOCRA regulations. MOCRA outlines stringent requirements for cosmetic manufacturers. Among these is the obligation for all manufacturing facilities to be registered, and cosmetic products must be listed. While the initial deadline for compliance was December 29, 2023, the FDA has extended it by 6 months, shifting the deadline to the 1st of July 2024, and emphasizing that companies with sufficient information should proceed with registration and product listing as the enforcement has not been extended. It's a call to action to avoid the last-minute rush and ensure all necessary information is in place along with clear business arrangements. Let's dive into the process of product listing. It all starts with the registration of the manufacturing establishment. If your company boasts a diverse product portfolio manufactured across various facilities, the first step is ensuring registration for all relevant facilities and gathering the Facility Establishment Identifier or FAI number. In cases where a product is manufactured across multiple facilities, obtain FAI number for each one involved. Now, eligibility to conduct the registration process lies with the responsible party, defined as the entity accountable for introducing the product to the market. This party can be a manufacturer, packer, or distributor, as stipulated by MOCRA definitions. If the manufacturer directly introduces the product to the US market, they assume both roles, enabling them to proceed with product listing. In cases of contract manufacturing, the brand owner assumes responsibility, a crucial distinction for product listing. Typically, the responsibility lies with the entity placing the product in the market, often based in the USA. Recent FDA guidance allows a responsible person outside the USA, it is suggested to have a US-based local agent for product listing to keep the communication channel quick and simple. Once the responsible person and local agent are identified, we move to the core of the process. It's crucial to recognize that, upon finalizing the responsible person, future labeling changes under MOCRA will require revisions. These revisions must indicate the responsible person's name and contact details for reporting adverse events. Expected to take effect by December 2024, the product label should reflect this information at that time. Hence, the information used in today's product listing must align with the planned future label changes. The actual product listing process is predominantly conducted online, leveraging the FDA portal's Cosmetic Direct platform. The responsible person needs to create an account under their name, providing contact information. Once this account setup is complete, they can seamlessly proceed with the product listing process. Now, let's delve into the critical information necessary for product listing. The primary requirement is to specify the name of the responsible person. Understanding the identity of the responsible person within the business arrangements or our supply chain is crucial. This individual can be a manufacturer, packer, or distributor. However, when the responsible person is based outside the USA and is neither a manufacturer nor a packer, what role do they assume? Consider the example of brand owners located outside the USA, placing their product in the US market, they can act as a distributor. This involves selecting the distributor checkbox in the online registration form and providing further details such as parent company name, responsible person, and contact phone numbers. A quick note, if the responsible person has a Dun & Bradstreet or D&B Dun's number assigned, this information can typically be found online. If you need guidance on obtaining a Dun's number, a separate session can be arranged. Moving on, determining the product categories is vital. All cosmetic products must be categorized under FDA and MOCRA regulations. As of now, an image of the label is not mandatory for product listing, but be aware, it will become mandatory in the future. Once label compliance enforcement begins, this information will be required. So, understanding when to update the label in the registration is essential. Let's focus on product re-notification timing. According to the current deadline, the FDA usually mandates annual renewals. For instance, a product listed in December 2023 requires renewal by December 2024, aligning with updated label compliance. While renewal details are not explicitly stated, it's important to anticipate label image requirements during the one-year renewal period. Planning for label updates and determining the responsible person well in advance of initiating product or establishment registration is consistently emphasized in our podcast series. Concerning product labeling, although currently not obligatory, we foresee it becoming mandatory in subsequent renewals under MOCRA. This will necessitate label updates to align with US FDA MOCRA regulations. Evaluating label compliance is essential, ensuring all required attributes align with US FDA and other regulations. Identifying common compliance challenges, particularly with key lists, triggering enforcement actions is vital. Future changes, like allergen lists, may impact compliance, however, specific details are uncertain. Anticipate FDA guidance on allergen listing within 1.5 years, requiring compliance evaluation when completing the product listing form. Essential steps include providing links to product web pages, ensuring consistency with the label, and indicating whether the product is for consumer or professional use. Listing multiple products in one submission is possible, especially with variations in fragrance or flavor. Providing establishment identifier numbers for manufacturing facilities is necessary, and ingredient identification involves matching ingredients with unique identifiers, sometimes mandatory. Ensure clarity on ingredient variations between products. Upon completing the form, submission requires a digital signature, affirming the accuracy of the provided information. Additional contact information or authorized agents can be designated for FDA communications, and ensuring all information is correct before submission is imperative. Understanding the complexities of the supply chain, especially when involving multiple distributors or manufacturing facilities, is crucial for determining responsible entities. This is where Freya comes in. We offer consulting services to aid in understanding the required information for product listing, ensuring synchronization with labeling changes and MOCRA requirements. In conclusion, proper planning and understanding MOCRA arrangements are vital for compliance. Freya can simplify this process, ensuring your journey is smooth. Thank you for tuning into the MOCRA product listing episode. For any queries related to MOCRA, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay compliant, stay informed, and stay tuned for more. Thank you.